You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are with Mr. Stuart Grossman, the co-founder of Grossman Roth PA, one of Florida's premier trial law firms. Mr. Grossman is recognized as one of America's preeminent trial lawyers concentrating in medical malpractice, products liability, police misconduct, aviation, and personal injury litigation. Mr. Grossman, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
And thank you so much for having me back.
You're very welcome. So Grossman Roth PA just celebrated its 25th anniversary. What an achievement there. What does this accomplishment mean to you?
Well, my partner Neil Roth and I both had come out of excellent law firms, and on a personal basis, it meant that we could do our own thing and succeed as entrepreneurs in the practice of law. And then as time went by, and we saw other firms come and go, we just increased our level of commitment and pride and have continuously tried to put out a better product. And that's what's worked.
Now, I understand also that you are this year's recipient of the Compassionate Gladiator Award from the Florida Justice Association. Can you tell us about the significance of this award to you both personally and professionally?
Well, on a professional basis, it's given not necessarily annually to the trial lawyer that they deem is both aggressive and yet at the same time thoughtful and compassionate and doesn't live by that scorched earth policy that unfortunately we see a lot of litigants doing at the by and through their lawyers. We try to get to a just settlement or just resolution or a verdict if it's a jury trial and leave something behind. And what you leave behind is a preservation of the system. You have jurors that feel like they participated in a very valuable government experience. I mean, really, what are citizens asked to do in this country? We don't have the draft anymore. So about it is jury duty. And it's important that they feel that they were spoken to respectfully and that they saw lawyers behave. And we hope we've contributed to that. And on a personal basis, I'm proud because the six or seven previous winners are all from around the country. And I was, I think, either the first or second one selected from my my home state. And so I was proud of that. The others are great household name lawyers, so I'm pleased that they put me in that category.
It's something to be more than proud of. Now, you're obviously very accomplished. There's no question here. Where does the drive come from?
You know, people have been asking me a lot these days, and I think it was growing up as a high school kid in the 60s and watching the civil rights struggle, watching the Kennedy and then multiple Kennedys assassinations, watching Lyndon Johnson's administration wrestle with the war in Vietnam on the one hand and the awful hue and cry that kids were making about going off to the military. And at the same time, his concept of the Great Society that I think changed America. So I think it was the times I grew up in, honestly. And I just wanted to be a part of that as opposed to an observer.
Today we are joined by Stuart Grossman, co-founder of Grossman Roth PA, that specializes in catastrophic personal injury and complex litigation cases, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How are you involved in the Coral Gables, Miami community when you're not busy practicing law?
Well, I've been chairman of the United Cerebral Palsy Foundation here that is because of the number of brain damaged babies that I've had the privilege of representing over the years due to, you know, obstetrical malpractice and incidents that caused them to come out with a horrific injury. And I thought that's a way of putting things back. I'm active in the art community, active in the boating community. I have a home on a small island off Key West and do a lot of fly fishing and try to support the environment down there that's very fragile. You know, we have a reef system that we're blessed to have. It's actually the largest in this hemisphere, and it means a lot to me to keep that thing going. So it's a variety of nonprofit and yet at the same time enjoyable activities.
No question there. And what advice would you give to young attorneys who are interested in opening their own practice today?
Well, the market has changed, clearly, and it's going to change again, I think. By that, I mean it used to be everyone's goal to be part of a large firm, but those large firms have encountered tremendous difficulties. And interestingly enough, I recently read that associates in big law firms are becoming more disaffected and leaving as partnership numbers are dwindling. In other words, it's more difficult to become a partner than it had been in the past. And I think that that combined with the economic realities of the real estate market and what's gone on and yet the growth of the law in certain other areas, I would tell someone coming out today to please identify a field within the law that you think has viability for a minimum of 20 years. Some are old staples. They may be trusts and estates. They may be criminal defense. They may be other things. But the advice I would give them is once they identify the ones that they think are going to have continued viability, you got to love it. And I don't think that you can be a great lawyer unless you're really committed to the case itself, which means an overall commitment to the client and to the system. And if you're not in love with what it is that you're going to be asked to do or what it is that you choose to do, then I think you'll have a pretty unhappy life. On the other hand, if you're doing exactly what you should be, and I put myself in that category, 40 years of practice will seem like 40 weeks, and that's the truth, and I've been very, very fortunate about that.
In conclusion, where can our listeners get more information about Grossman Roth PA online?
Oh, well, they can go on our website, which is www.grossmanrothpa, or look me up, Stuart Grossman. My middle initial is Z, but either way, there's a lot of pages on Google on me. It's put down Attorney Miami, Stuart Grossman, and it'll lead to the whole vista of my partners and what our firm is accomplishing on a daily basis.
Well, Mr. Grossman, it certainly has been an honor to have you back with us, and congratulations on your most recent achievements.
Thank you so much. It's been a privilege.
We've been speaking to, once again, Stuart Grossman, co-founder of Grossman Roth PA, that specializes in catastrophic personal injury and complex litigation cases. And once again, the website of reference is grossmanroth.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of the PN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the EPodcast Network.